Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Thanks for having me, Emma. I see you've got an interesting topic lined up for our listeners.
Indeed, Daniel. We're here to talk about the Procurement Act 2023 and how it'll affect aerospace businesses across the Northwest.
I see. So what exactly is the Procurement Act 2023, and when does it come into effect?
It's a new law set to be implemented on the 28th of October this year. The goal is to simplify and make public sector procurement more flexible and transparent.
I see. So it replaces the current Public Contracts Regulation 2015 and similar laws.
Exactly. It overhauls the existing framework and simplifies the procurement process by reducing the number of routes to just three.
Three routes, what are they?
The open procedure, competitive flexible and direct award.
Right, the competitive flexible route sounds interesting. How does it work?
It allows buyers to tailor the procurement process to the specific contract, rather than following a rigid set process.
That seems like a good change, but won't buyers stick to the old routes initially?
You're right, they might use the previous routes in all but name at first, but it could change over time.
So how should companies in our sector prepare for this change?
They need to carefully read each tender process, as each one could be different under the new Act.
I see, and there will be significant changes, though some may be minor initially.
Yes, it will take a few years of court cases to really understand the impact of the new Act and its regulations.
What about transparency? How does the Act affect that?
Public sector will have to publish much more information at each stage of the procurement lifecycle.
That sounds beneficial for suppliers. They can research buyers before bidding.
Exactly. They can access information on planned and ongoing contracts and how often buyers meet 30-day payment terms.
That's a big plus, but there are downsides too, right?
Suppliers will have more transparency, but there are new requirements for larger contracts.
Like what?
They have to apply KPIs to supplier performance and report failures and breaches.
And this data will feed into the new debarment list for suppliers.
Yes, it will also expand the grounds for public buyers to exclude suppliers.
What about SMEs? How does the Act support them?
The Act removes barriers for SMEs, like requirements for accounts and insurance at the bidding stage.
That's good, and the government is increasing funding for SMEs in aerospace and defence.
Yes, and they're committing to spend 2.5% of GDP on defence, which is £250 billion.
Wow, that is a lot, and there's more support for sustainable air fuels.
Right, the Act also promotes social value in procurement, including tackling climate change and reducing waste.
How does that work operationally for businesses?
A central digital platform will be introduced for suppliers to register and store their details.
That should help simplify the process, especially for smaller businesses.
Exactly, but businesses need to stay updated and create accounts as soon as possible.
What about existing contracts and tenders?
Contracts and tenders before the 28th October will be subject to the current legislation.
So after the new Act is introduced, there could be two different procurement processes running.
Yes, this will impact rights, remedies, and risks under the law.
That's a key point. What should companies do now?
Start setting the groundwork for tendering under the new Act and consult a procurement lawyer.
And if a procurement is delayed after the October date, previous work may need redoing.
Exactly. It's an opportune moment to get legal guidance during the transition period.
Any final advice for our listeners?
Yes, businesses should obtain a place on supplier frameworks to strengthen their position.
For more information, you can contact Brabner's commercial team at michaelwinder@brabners.com.
Thanks, Daniel. That's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Thanks for listening. Until next time.